America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Pit Breakdown with Pat and me, brought to you by Gatorade, available at Giant Eagle Stores, Dickerson, Bostic, Callis behind the glass. And joining us right now on the fan hotline is new University of Pittsburgh athletic director, Alan Green. Alan, good morning. We are happy that you took the time to join the show, and welcome to the great city of Pittsburgh.
Alan, thank you so much. Pat, good morning. Happy to join you guys.
Good morning. Welcome to Pittsburgh. Congratulations. Yesterday was a special day, obviously, for you, for your family, for the university. Chancellor Gable mentioned in her remarks that when you answer the question, why Pitt, she knew you were the right fit. Answer that question for us and our listeners. Why Pitt? Why now?
Yeah, no, thank you so much for that. Pitt is a place about people and the pride and the fabric of this community, the underbelly of this, as I mentioned, the industrial history and the hardworking nature of folks, but also this forward-thinking, innovative town and ethos that the university or that the city has at Pittsburgh is incredibly remarkable. Like, it's exciting. Just the energy around campus, the energy around town, I absolutely love. I love the leadership here at the university with Chancellor Gable. Her and I are on the same page with our desire to ensure that Pitt continues to rise and that we continue to have excellence in all that we do, not just athletically, but academically, and our students, making sure that they become tremendous young citizens and productive citizens. And then just making sure, right, that academically and athletically, that we're in position to continue to elevate the brand of Pitt.
So, Alan, you had stops at Buffalo, Auburn. Your last stop was at Tennessee. Big SEC, obviously, program and very competitive. And obviously, the landscape has changed with college athletics. NIL, transfer portal. You know that we're embarking on the super conferences, realignment. There's so many things that are moving and grooving. What can you take from your time at, let's say, Tennessee that you could bring to the University of Pittsburgh? A lot of Pitt supporters are anxious to hear what your kind of vision is in getting these programs and this athletic department in the top tier of athletic departments in the country.
Well, whether it's at Tennessee or Ole Miss or, Auburn or Buffalo, resources matter. And resources contribute to helping win championships. And in today's age, as you mentioned, NIL is one of the top priorities for our coaches here at Pitt. It's the top priority for coaches across the country, right? Anybody who follows college athletics knows and hears coaches griping about NIL. Well, it's real, right? And because the ability to attract talent, just like it always has been, talent acquisition is the main thing that helps teams win. Before, it was about raising money for facilities. Now it's about raising money for NIL. And so we're going to have to roll up our sleeves, get out in the community, and help people understand that in order for Pitt to continue to have the success, particularly in football that we're having this year, is that we have to get more people involved and engaged and participating in NIL and helping provide opportunities for our student athletes to earn money.
Alan, you all the talk and all the questions you got yesterday, and justifiably so, about NIL, about competing at the highest level, but you mentioned it that we're in the business of developing young people. How difficult is it to balance what it takes to be competitive, the resources necessary, the business that is college athletics, with also the academic and social component, which is integral to 100% of these athletes going on to success in life when they're probably not going to play professionally?
Well, as you corrected yourself, that's the reason why. It's not difficult at all. 100% of the student athletes who come through the University of Pittsburgh need to be prepared for life after sport, whether they get a chance to be like Larry Fitzgerald and play on Sundays, or whether the fact that they're going to go out into the business world or the community world and do whatever it is that they do to be great. It's like raising kids, right? Like, you don't have to choose. When you're raising your children, you don't choose whether they're going to be great athletes or whether great students or whatever the case may be, you are going to develop the entire person. It is a part of my ethos, and it will be unwavering.
With the landscape right now with Pitt Athletics, with Pat Narduzzi, Jeff Capel, is Pitt capable of being a championship caliber athletic program? Is football capable right now to be champions? With the landscape of college football and the playoffs, do they have the right people and the right assets right now to do that, and especially with basketball season right around the corner?
I've been watching from afar for the past few weeks. I think the answer is yes. In order to be able to do that, look, I think what we've seen in college football, I was having this conversation with someone a couple of days ago, and we were talking about parity in college sports. And people have talked about how there's so much more parity. There isn't parity, actually. The schools who have the most money are going to have the best athletes, but the schools who have the most grit are going to have the most consistent performances. And a school like Pitt, I think, is in perfect position based on our culture here and the people who we get, these hardworking, hard-nosed, really competitive, chip-on-the-shoulder individuals. That's what actually contributes to rocking the boat. So we're in actually prime position to rock the boat, and I'm looking forward to watching the rest of this football season unfold.
We're talking to new Pitt Athletic Director Alan Green. What's your message to the Pitt community, to donors, to fans, about how they can contribute to positioning Pitt to compete on a national level?
Yeah, so get your pocketbooks ready. That's what I'd say, in a very kind way. You know, I've got to spend some time with our staff and understand what we've been doing from a strategic perspective as it relates to raising money. And listen, when we think about resources, it comes in all buckets, right? NIL obviously is the hot topic item, but there's room at the table for everybody. If people want to support women's sports, then come on. I mean, if you want to support capital projects, then come on. Any opportunity we can get to generate an extra dollar is going to help our student athletes and help our coaches be successful. So once I get a better lay of the land, I'll be able to have a better answer to that question.
Let's say 5 to 10 years ago, did you personally think that college sports would be where it's at now and the way it is and the things that we just discussed with NIL and, you know, having to focus on raising money to get the best players? Did you ever have that inkling years ago that this could be where college sports is headed?
I remember sitting in an AD's meeting, and this is a meeting for ADs across the country, and I remember there have been conversations about NIL, and, you know, all of us said there's no way this is going to happen. And Gene Smith, the retired athletic director from Ohio State, stood up and basically slapped us in the face and said, wake up. This is where it's going. You may not like it, but you better accept the fact that in short order, student athletes are going to get paid, if you will. So that was my wake-up call when Gene spoke, and I heard him loud and clear that this is where we were going to be. But if you actually think about the model of college athletics, we've been rev sharing all along, right? We've taken it's an enterprise, it's not a business, and we've taken football revenues and we've applied those and helped supported other programs. So what we're doing isn't new. It's just a different way of doing it, and it's uncomfortable for lots of people, but it's also our new reality.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Alan, I want to ask you specifically about the House settlement. If you could boil it down for fans interested and contributors and supporters interested, what does that mean for the enterprise overall?
House in particular is about revenue sharing, and it's about the opportunity for students to get a piece of the biggest buckets of revenue that college athletics generates. I think the challenge and where we have some issues is there's really football in perhaps men's basketball, depending on the campus. But obviously, if we look at the CFP and we look at the NCAA tournament, football and basketball generate revenue. The NCAA gets basketball revenue. the CFP, the campuses get those pieces of revenue. So when we start to look down, you know, down the line and look at other sports, those sports don't generate any revenue. They might, and they're definitely, you know, not making money. Even baseball in the SEC has a hard time turning a profit, right? Because again, it's not a business model where you're looking to grow. You're not trying to grow stock price. You're not trying to grow, you're trying to win, right? So there's a difference there. So when people say, hey, athletics is becoming a business, there are business elements to what we do. There have always been business elements to what we do, but we are not running a business per se, as if we're trying to, trying to raise our stock in the sense of a true business would, right? As a Fortune 500 company, we're managing emotion, we're managing dollars and cents, and our primary responsibility will always fall on our student athletes and helping them be better people. And as a part of that, we have to make some business decisions. We have to have some business aspirations and have some business-minded individuals, but we also have to care about the young people who we serve.
Yeah, Alan,
that was a long-winded answer.
No, that was a great answer.
Yeah,
thank you.
It was fantastic. I mean, you could follow it all the way through. That was fantastic. Fantext Line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Alan, I talked to a bunch of people throughout the years that are outside of Pittsburgh that have no connection to the city or even to the University of Pittsburgh, and I have to educate them on the rich history of the University of Pittsburgh, at least athletically, and some of the names and people that have come out of here, the big-time names, the Hall of Famers, the broadcasters, just a plethora of big-time people that have come out of the University of Pittsburgh. I'm not trying to put you on the spot at all, but did you know about the rich history of Pitt athletics before you got here? Like, was that a thing? And if it wasn't, and if you weren't aware of how many people have come out of this great university, will you make that one of your forefront things to put out there for the rest of the country that Pitt is a big-time school athletically and has big-time people?
Well, all you have to do is throw Pat Bostic's name out there, and next thing you know, people are falling all over you.
Yeah,
you know him. Let's be real. Like, let's forget some of the ancient superstars and the modern superstars. You just throw out Pat's name. You just name drop, and everything's good. I do. Listen, I think it's important to understand an institution's history, particularly in athletics, because athletics is a binding force for everybody, and without that, right, people kind of float nebulously around. So, yes, it is important to understand, but it's also important to look forward. And when you understand the history and the background, it gives you a platform and a baseline to talk about the future. We want to continue to producing superstars, whether they're superstar athletes or superstar researchers or superstar people. We're in the business of making people great, and having an understanding of the past helps us be better prepared for the future.
Alan, I know you've done this a time or two where you've transitioned into a role. This is a quick turnaround. Your official start date's November 1st, but you're already on the website. Office is already ready to go. What are the next? What's the next day look like for you? And what's the next week or so look like for you and your family as you get settled in here?
Yeah, so high priorities on my list are getting a computer so I can get access to email and my schedule. Next will be continuing to get familiar. I'm meeting with the executive team today, and we'll have some introductory conversations to get better acquainted, start to lay the foundation and help. I told some of the staff, like, you guys have your hands full because you've got to educate me and bring me up to speed. And I'm not the smartest person in the world, right? I'm just a former baseball player. I know one, twos, and threes. But so it'll be fun just to get my hands on the staff and really work to get better acquainted. And then once we get better acquainted, we can start making some strategic decisions. I know there are some big time items that are on the list that have to be decided relatively quickly. So we'll deal with what's immediate. Then we'll shift to what's important, and then we'll shift to strategically trying to think downfield and how we best position Pitt Athletics for the future.
Well, Alan, for myself being a Pitt man, for Pat Bostic being a Pitt man, we're very, very excited to have you here, and we look forward to, I don't know if you've met Pat already, I'm sure that you did in person,
yeah,
but I'm looking
I have
forward to
an autograph, by the way.
I have a couple Pat autographs, too. I have a couple.
Only on gift agreements, Alan.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
There we go, baby.
We're looking forward to. I'm looking forward to meeting you tonight at Pitt versus Syracuse at Acrisure Stadium. Kickoff is at 7:30. Thank you so much for taking the time, and hail to Pitt.
Thanks, guys. Hail to Pitt.
There he goes.
There he goes. Yeah.
He means energy, business.
Energy, business.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.